It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus in on Bemidji State's latest NHL Stanley Cup winner. Zach Whitecloud joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Zach Whitecloud won the Stanley Cup last year with the Vegas Golden Knights, becoming the latest Bemidji State men's hockey alum to claim Lord Stanley's Cup. We, however, rewind a couple of years back from last year's Stanley Cup winning season. I asked Zach, when did it finally dawn on you that, hey, I'm a pro hockey player?
Probably would have been my first NHL game, I think, going through the signing process. So for my scenario, it was a little different, having been a free agent, not been drafted. And there were a handful of teams that had kind of put their foot forward and put their hat in the ring, I guess, per se. So I was very lucky to have some options in terms of where I wanted to go and kind of guide my future that way. So that was an exciting time for myself and my family, and also a nervous time, because it's something I never envisioned or my family had envisioned happening to us. So being able to go through that process, and it was a learning process too in terms of how to handle the situation, talk to different teams, talk to different people, and then figure out kind of what you wanted in a team and what you looked for, whether that be city, living, depth charts, when you could get into lineups, all those sorts of things. And then obviously landed on Vegas. Then when I was able to join the team, I think the following 3 or 4 days after I signed, I joined them in, I believe it was Buffalo. And then I was on the road and at home for a little bit, practicing, doing all those sorts of things, because I burned the first year of my contract. And that's kind of what we were going after. We ended up signing the 3-year deal, which I was still eligible for at my age. And that was part of what we wanted to do, was kind of burn that first year and then try and get going as soon as possible. So I thought that was beneficial, albeit, you know, obviously as a free agent college kid, you're not burning the first year going and expecting to, you know, be a full part of the lineup, right, and be consistent in the lineup. So it was more so being amongst the group and being around NHL players, which was something that me and my agency prioritized. So we did that, and then first game came, I think, early April, and that's when it kind of sunk in. I think when I and that first game, it was against Dreisaitl, McDavid, you know, a lot of those names that you'd been watching on TV in the dorms here at BSU. You were watching these guys wheel around, and now you have to defend against them. So I think that's when it set in, and then from there on out, it was just constantly trying to get better and try and fulfill the dream of one, winning a Stanley Cup, and then just trying to be an NHL regular.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.